This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In his holiday message to Iraq's Christians, President Saddam Hussein accused the United States of manufacturing a crisis in order to gain control over Iraq's resources. He said United Nations inspections will expose American lies about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction. A second nation that's part of President Bush's axis of evil, North Korea, also had tough talk for the United States. North Korea's defense minister warned of a catastrophe unless the Bush administration negotiates an end to the standoff over North Korea's nuclear program. His country is taking steps to reactivate a nuclear reactor that U.S. officials fear could produce plutonium for nuclear weapons. The North Korean defense minister said his country would fight to the end against the United States if necessary. His comments follow remarks by U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld this week in answer to a question about whether the U.S. could face down both Iraq and North Korea.
We are capable of fighting two major regional conflicts, as the national strategy and the force-sizing construct clearly indicates. We're capable of winning decisively in one and swiftly defeating in the case of the other. And let there be no doubt about it.
U.S. forces already are engaged in Afghanistan and are looking for Al-Qaeda operatives worldwide. I asked Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, if the United States can fight on three fronts.
Certainly we have the war in Afghanistan as the overriding concern at the moment, still the top priority because of the threat posed by Al-Qaeda. Clearly, the Bush administration has made Iraq the second concern, and now clearly North Korea is the third, in a way that until a couple weeks ago seemed like something we could put off and consider a diplomatic challenge, but perhaps that's not going to be the case if they start reprocessing plutonium in the near future. The good news, if there is any, is that at least China-Taiwan relations are a little more tranquil these days, and the idea of going after Iran's underground nuclear weapons program with military force just doesn't seem a credible thought these days. So it's maybe three crises instead of the possibility of five or more, but it's still a lot.
Of course, our attention is never far from the Middle East, and the anti-terrorism thing is a global operation. Despite what Secretary Rumsfeld says, you got to figure resources can't handle all this.
I think if we had somehow to deal with Afghanistan, Iraq, and North Korea simultaneously, that would be too much. Even though the Afghanistan conflict is relatively small in terms of number of combat forces, there are certain parts of our military that are taxed very heavily. Of course, we all know about special forces and intelligence being heavily involved in that theater. In addition, a number of types of aircraft have been quite engaged, and policymakers and top military planners have to spend a lot of their time on Afghanistan even today. So to consider Iraq and North Korea would not be to consider two wars. It would be to consider two more on top of one that's ongoing, and therefore a total of three. I think that's probably pushing it. Rumsfeld said what he had to say, but I'm not sure it's fully credible.
I wonder if we have enough diplomats to put out all these fires.
Well, I think that probably is the single greatest challenge. The Bush administration clearly has done pretty well in foreign policy when it can focus on one or at most two things at a time. And in fact, very few administrations in U.S. history have done a good job with more than one or two crises at a time. But the Bush administration has clearly stumbled when it's had to face more than that number of challenges. For example, early on in its presidency, Mr. Bush wanted to put the Mideast peace process on a back burner. And it took him a while to figure out that was a bad idea, because in his early months in office, he was confronting the possibility of what to do about a growing Chinese capability, ultimately, of course, Al-Qaeda and then Iraq. And he frankly did not handle the Middle East very well. And I think his own policies have been revised radically in recognition of that fact. Likewise, with North Korea today, I think the administration has, quite frankly, a very poor record. Their North Korea policy is failing. It is a very, very unsuccessful policy. And it's hard for them to grapple with that fact because they're diverted in their attention towards other crises and other theaters. So leaving aside the number of diplomats who are around the world representing the United States, top policymakers in Washington can only handle a couple of major crises at a time. And even this administration's strong foreign policy team proves that one or at most two is pretty much the limit if you're trying to do a good job.
And of course, all crises are not alike. I mean, you can't treat North Korea in the same way you would treat Iraq.
Yes, North Korea really is a tough case because the North Koreans cannot easily be faced down with military threats because they can destroy Seoul and kill so many South Koreans and Americans in the process. So our military threats are far less credible in the case of North Korea than they are against Saddam Hussein in Iraq. He could perhaps kill hundreds or thousands beyond his own borders, but he's not going to kill tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands the way the North Koreans could. So you really can't apply the same framework to both places.
This isn't world war, but it is multiple crises all over the world.
It is indeed. The world wars involved many millions of American troops. These conflicts in Afghanistan, we're using 25,000, 30,000 forces. In Iraq, we would use maybe 250,000. In North Korea, if we went to war against that country, we'd use another 250,000 to 500,000. So by the scale of World War II, these efforts are modest. But by the scale of Vietnam or the First Korean War or Desert Storm, these are significant conflicts. And we could easily lose thousands of American soldiers in either one of these major conflagrations if it came to that. So it would certainly be a much bigger deal than anything we've been used to in recent years.
Well, what is the administration to do? I mean, if you ask them to choose one, say Al-Qaeda in the continuing war against terrorism, that doesn't that allow North Korea to assert itself?
The administration needs to think harder about North Korea. I think the clear policy they need to establish, in my judgment, is to again resume the fuel oil shipments to North Korea. It's a humanitarian gesture more than it is giving into extortion or blackmail. And it's the only thing that North Korea considered a reasonable alternative to developing its own nuclear capability. And meanwhile, develop a tougher overall package towards North Korea, a diplomatic package, a grand bargain, if you will, that would require the North Koreans to take some real tough steps, come clean on their nuclear program, continue the moratoria on their missile testing programs, and start cutting their conventional forces. You place all those very tough demands on the North Koreans, but you also say, if you do those things, we will begin to open up the aid spigots and help you transform your economy and re-engage with the world. And you test them. It may or may not work. But right now, the Bush administration is simply closing its eyes to the problem and reverting back to a we're bigger than they are, we're tougher than they are sort of unthinking hawk tough policy.
So you prepare the military for one problem, hope the diplomats can deal with the other, but if the diplomats fail, then what?
Well, one problem is we have to actually force the issue on Iraq. And I do agree with the administration. Reluctantly, I've come along to the view that we have to either get meaningful progress on the inspections and disarmament front or go to war, probably this winter. In that case, I think you really may prefer that you could fight Saddam once Al-Qaeda was weaker, but you've got to resolve this crisis one way or another because you may not be able to put off the North Korean crisis indefinitely. I really think that we do have enough military force to at least keep deterrence in Northeast Asia and make our commitment to the South Koreans quite credible and discourage the North from initiating a war itself. But we're not in a position to go out and fight Iraq and North Korea and Al-Qaeda simultaneously in offensive wars to defeat each one of those enemies with a complete unconditional surrender type strategy. We can't do all three at once.
Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.